Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is a film. It's based on the best-selling pair of memoirs from father and son David and Nick Sheff, and it's called Beautiful Boy.
The film really is a expose of addiction and how it affects a family and the relationship between the father, played by Steve Carroll, and the son begins to feel cloying to me. At one point, the son even says, "You're smothering me." It felt to me as if the father was addicted to his son's life, and the son, of course, was addicted to crystal meth. It's interesting that it's a very privileged family, and this is not some ghetto experience.
Right. David Sheff is a very, very well-known writer, and so he had some funds that he could help his son with if he needed to. I didn't find it cloying. Mm-hmm. I did think that the father was persistent. He was not willing to give up on his son until it became inevitable that it was only the son who was going to be able to save himself.
Well, it sure took him a long time to get that insight. In the meantime, I'm amazed that his marriage didn't fold, that his other two children wouldn't have been having a sense of being neglected because...
I think they probably did, but that's not what this movie is about.
Yes.
Steve Carroll and Timothy Chalamet give terrific performances. The whole movie hinges on that, and they deliver.
It is a bit long, however.
Yes, but I thought it was very beautifully produced.
A beautiful boy. The son, as I said, came from a very privileged background. He's very intelligent, and he was exposed to the best. Maybe his life had been too easy.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.